Florida is home to a lot of wildlife, from the Everglades to the St. John's River. 3 years ago, in an effort to protect Florida's ecological diversity, lawmakers passed the Florida Wildlife Corridor Act, laying out a vision to connect more than 18 million acres of land for conservation. In partnership with the Florida Trident, the Oviedo Community News, and WGCU, this week, Central Florida Public Media environment reporter Molly Durig explores how the Florida Wildlife Corridor doesn't actually stop land from being developed.
Development is booming in Greater Orlando. More people are moving here than almost anywhere else in the country. But nestled within all of that is Split Oak Forest, where I'm standing right now. It's quiet here. All I hear are birds, trees rustling in the wind, and the occasional plane flying overhead. It's a March afternoon when Valerie Anderson with Florida Native Plants Society is showing me some of her favorite parts of Split Oak Forest.
Do you see the blueberries? The little blueberry flowers? Look right here. This is a shiny blueberry. It's Florida's smallest blueberry, and it's in flower right now.
When we think of wildlife, we tend to think of animals. That's how it's defined in Florida law. Animal movement is the main focus of the Florida Wildlife Corridor, which is supposed to preserve and connect natural areas serving as wildlife habitats. Those connections are important so animals, like the Florida black bear, can move around safely, avoiding highways and development. But the Florida Wildlife Corridor Act, lawmakers passed in 2021, doesn't enforce anything, just encourages agencies that acquire land to invest in so-called opportunity areas, the 8 million acres of corridor land that aren't protected from development. Anderson says the wildlife corridor isn't just about protecting animals.
It's really easy for the public to focus on save the panthers, save the bears.
But what does it take to actually protect those animals long term? Biodiversity, the key to a healthy habitat. That means flood protection, clean water, things humans need too.
From a biodiversity perspective, it's much broader than just panthers and bears. It's also about ecosystem services.
That's Tom Hochter, who built the Florida Ecological Greenways Network, a massive database of Florida's natural resources, which Florida's land protection programs use to prioritize what's most important to save. But Florida Ecological Greenways Network, Hochter says, it isn't the catchiest name.
If we developed a campaign with a different name and turned it into a public relations and outreach campaign, that might provide more notice.
That's why the Florida Wildlife Corridor was born. Hochter says it's a PR campaign. It leaves out nearly a quarter of Florida's most important ecological lands identified by the Greenways Network. That means those lands aren't in the wildlife corridor. Lands that are still aren't necessarily protected, and labeling land as part of the wildlife corridor doesn't keep it safe from future development. Already, development is happening all around Split Oak. Soon, it'll be happening within the boundaries of this protected area, once CFX, the Central Florida Expressway Authority, starts building a toll road through part of the forest. State regulators approved the major development project despite Split Oak's layers of existing conservation protections and its location within the Florida Wildlife Corridor. Large natural landscapes like this being divided into smaller plots, sold and developed, it's exactly the kind of habitat fragmentation the Florida Wildlife Corridor Act was supposed to prevent.
Thank you.
Outside the Orange County Administration Building one February morning, months before the state approves the road, about a dozen people are rallying to save Split Oak.
It's years later. We're still fighting. And now it's about more than preserving a forest. It's about demanding that they protect our constitutional rights.
That's Kelly Semrad with Save Orange County. She's talking about back in 2020 when 86% of Orange County voters approved a referendum to ratify Split Oak's protected status in the county charter. Back then, Split Oak already had protections from six different agencies in Florida, including through legal agreements established to protect Split Oak in perpetuity, meaning forever. But still, discussions were heating up about CFX's toll road idea, and Orange County environmentalists wanted more protection for Split Oak. So they got a referendum on the ballot, which passed by a landslide. Yet, just days ago, the toll road became official when commissioners with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, or FWC, approved removing protections from Split Oak Forest.
I think it does meet the threshold of what our duty is of protecting fish and wildlife for the future, because we're getting additional lands.
For Valerie Anderson and members of her group, Friends of Split Oak Forest, in perpetuity feels like a broken promise. Anderson was at that rally back in February.
This is a fight between what is in the public's best interests versus what is in CFX's and the developers' best interests.
You set a precedent that threatens other conservation land.
That's Paul Owens, executive director of 1000 Friends of Florida, a nonprofit pushing for more sustainable growth planning. He says Florida legislators have been unraveling development oversight since at least 2011 under former Governor Rick Scott. Owens says the goal was to avoid overregulating Florida's growth and streamline development that could help boost the state's post-recession economy. But in reality, those changes then made Florida more vulnerable to development today.
If we degrade our environment, we are going to erode the foundation of our economy.
An economy that depends on people enjoying the outdoors.
We have a certain quality of life because of our environment, not in spite of our environment.
Back in Split Oak Forest, Anderson's showing me a map of where developers offered Orange and Osceola counties 1,550 acres of nearby land in exchange for giving up 60 acres of Split Oak. But Anderson says that swap land, as she calls it, isn't worth the trade.
It's not that the swap land has no ecological value or no value as conservation land. It's that the value is not worth exchanging for the ability to protect all conservation land in the future.
Anderson says that's what Split Oak represents.
Split Oak is going to be used as the case study for what happens when toll roads meet protected conservation land in Florida in the future.
Supporters of the toll roads say it's needed to accommodate Central Florida's booming population. That kind of growth is why Governor Ron DeSantis signed the Florida Wildlife Corridor Act in 2021. Recently, he described the corridor this way.
This is really significant swaths of Florida that are going to be used for wildlife protection and outdoor recreation for generations to come.
But Anderson has doubts.
It's not terrible to get these things protected as long as everyone recognizes that they're not really that protected.
She says while the idea behind the Florida Wildlife Corridor is great, to make it a reality, state and local governments must be held accountable to its vision of preserving Florida's natural resources from development.
And we need to come together as a society and as a culture to look at that and say, no, that needs to be protected.
Molly Durig, Central Florida Public Media.